Hi there, this is Wedge from Killerbox Communique. You can find me at killerbox.net, and of course you can find me on Twitter as Wedge. And I'm usually exploring internal communications and how we use intranets in large to very large companies. It's Sunday, I'm waiting for my bread to rise, which it won't do because I think the yeast is dead. But I'm still thinking about the intranet that I'm going to be dealing with tomorrow morning. I've got to get straight back into it, sort out some really huge strategic issues, but also some minor issues, some actual tactical things. I mean, you know, what are we doing with our pages? Over at killerbox.net, I've started to talk about the quality of pages. And the quality is really important when you're opening up your intranet to other publishers. I don't mean to say amateur publishers, but what I mean to say is, if you've got thousands of employees, none of them are going to be as passionate about good layout and good writing as you. You're the guy, you're the gal who's been working on intranet, who's been dealing with internal communications, writing, editing, layout, images for many years. Everyone else, well, their day job is something different to you. Your day job, words are your bread and butter, but their day job is very different perhaps. Yet they feel confident, possibly overconfident in their writing skills because they send 100 emails a day. They even write business reports for their manager to approve. Okay, well, you know, those emails, I read them, I receive them. My word, people fall over themselves trying to express themselves, just basically asking for your attention with an email and yet completely redirecting it. I have to ring people sometimes because I just don't know why they've contacted me. In a large organisation, obviously it's easier once you've built a relationship with people, a rapport, and you know how people speak and write. But back to the intranet, we haven't got time for a lot of idiosyncratic writing. Yes, we want to hear personality. Yes, we want to hear a voice of a person. But actually, with 1,000 pages or 2,000 or 3,000 pages on the intranet, we need some kind of understanding of the quality that we expect from people who are collaborating with us, who are publishing things in their own area for a more wide or a more general consumption. And that's why over at killerbox.net I'm talking about quality. And I love perfection. And I hope and I believe that our front page story should be perfect. And that includes being rich and contextual and easy to read and visually interesting. And, you know, the visual design allows the story to be found, to be read much in a pleasant and easy fashion. But not everything needs to be perfect on the intranet, and that's the crux of the matter. So what are you going to accept? I'm talking about good enough, and poor intranet pages. And the fact of the matter is, as much as I'm a perfectionist, good enough is good enough. And good enough may well be dull. And good enough may well not be anywhere near good, because good means really good. But what about poor pages? Well, yes, the intranet even has a place for poor pages because things just have to be out there sometimes. Sometimes we just need to know a sentence. We just need the name. We just need that phone number. They shouldn't be allowed to remain poor, though. And that's what I'm going to be talking about over at killerbox.net. So come on over to my website, Killerbox Communique, proudly sponsored by Content Formula, and check out what I'm saying about the quality of our intranets and how it's okay to have a bell curve of quality. You know, we've got perfection on one end and poor on the other. In between, we've got good, which means really good, and then we've got good enough. Let me know how you feel about the quality of our intranet pages and how different people have, you know, different standards. Anyway, I've been Wedge, you've been great. Maybe you've been Wedge, I've been great, I don't know. See you around. Thanks for now. Thank you.